WAD multiple.
WAD is in a test, yeah. I don't. Still not showing the correct ID. 2162-14922, so. And alias turned off, so it's definitely Brandmeister.
This is Andy, the VDZ is monitoring. Hey, just to let you know, you also got a heck of an echo going there, too. Andy, VDZ is standing by.
Yeah, that's because I was back monitoring myself. But yeah, thanks again. I was just testing to see if I could fix the DMR ID. So the DMR ID is correct on my radio. It's just not, when I go through Brandmeister, it's not coming through on the repeater with the correct ID. So I was just trying to see if I could fix that, but not working right now. But if I go on the repeater, it's the correct ID. So the mystery continues. KF8S.
DMR ID that came through.
Yeah, it should be my 318-2328. It should be that, but for some reason it was coming through with like a weird number. So I'm not even sure where that number's coming from.
It's right now, Dave.
And your call. Man, I've had enough coffee this morning. AC something. Looks like a call sign.
Oh, it should be KF8S. I don't know if you've got Wally's list. He didn't fix me. But I heard you, Wally. Yeah, I'm on the repeater now, so everything should be good on the repeater. It was just when I go through the hotspot, that's when it's all messed up. So I think everybody going through a hotspot with Grandmeister is going to have an incorrect ID, and we just have to deal with it at least for now until we figure it out.
Yeah, it's coming through C8ZB, David. That's what it says. David, the full name, and not David, character. So that's what's coming through on my screen when you transmit. Huh, kind of interesting.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Go ahead, W-U-O.
So I just Googled it because I've been watching you guys go back and forth with this, and it's according to Google, MRID on Brandmeister is a fallback number that appears when your hotspot, such as the PiStar, fails to connect with your registered radio ID. This most often happens when your original DMRID is an older format that is no longer being updated by Brandmeister. They recommend that you update your DMR ID on radioid.net. So I don't know if that's got any, you know, thing to do with it, but it is a, you know, one of the top results, and it sounds like it might be something that maybe you could just go to radioid and it looks like you could just request a replacement ID. And that might help. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, it sounds like old instructions from a long time ago, before our time. But I've noticed it happens with folks that just recently got a DMR ID, so I don't think that's the issue. I mean, we don't know exactly what the issue is, but I know Jeff was looking at the C-bridge and all that stuff, and the right ID was coming through. It's baffling why it's, like, translating our ID to something else. But I know if I go on other talk groups on Brandmeister, it's fine. So it's just a mystery with Brandmeister. They don't really document very well either. So it's hard to figure out why it's doing this.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Am I coming through on yours as November 8 Victor Delta Zulu?
Yes, you are. I'm wondering, did you get a contact list from Wally and put it in your radio? Because I know he was propagating contact list out for folks that have Motorola radios that, you know, I've got my database is coming directly from radioid.net, and I put in my radio. So I'm just curious, because he had the same problem. I'm showing up as AC8ZD. That's my old call sign from 2 years ago.
Hey, Dave.
I was pausing to see if John wanted to get in there. John, you were, did you want to go in next?
No, I...
Thanks for the info there, John. And I'm going to do the same. I am no expert at all. I'm brand new at DMR. So I'm not going to be on my screen. Thankfully, it is your call sign. It's not somebody else's call sign. It's good to hear.
Yeah, Dave, you've got an ARPSC DMR radio that I program. You've got version 1 on the... integrated. I haven't had a chance to grab it back. I'm up to version 3, and I did a short call sign, so that's easy to fix. A couple other things I have to fix. He's got the Impolite admission set in there, too, and I got to take care of that as well. So I got to grab this radio here shortly, and it'll take me about, I already got the code plug written. I just updated it, and then I got to just push it to his radio.
Okay, very good. All right, yeah. I'm no professional either. I'm an amateur like you all. So, all right, I'm going to step aside. As you know, it was bugging me. I wanted to try it and turn the talker alias off just to eliminate that. And this seems to still not work, so whatever. We'll figure it out someday. The longer it takes us to figure out, the dumber the problem, right? So I'll be back out and say 73. I'll be listening, though. KSAS.
Are you using Pi-Star or the WPSD?
I am using WPSD, so maybe there's something in there. I think there was a talker alias checkbox or something.
Go to the configuration page. It's near the bottom. It says Brandmeister. And that's where you would add on the suffix 01, 02, 03. Basically, what it's doing is telling it, and it's just a drop-down box. Don't do it on the front page. Do it on the configuration page where it says Brandmeister. You know, it's got P25, P-Star, all those setups right there. Change that to 01 and see if that helps you.
All right, yeah, I think it's the SSID is what they call it. And I'm pretty sure I'm using something non-zero. But, yeah, I'll try it. I'll try anything to see what's going on.
Yeah, I think it's above SSID. It's a little section for Brandmeister. And the reason for it is if you got two or three hotspots, this hotspot is number 1, this hotspot's number 2, this hotspot's number 3, blah, blah, blah. So just give it a unique tail number of 01 or 02 or whatever, how many of your hotspots you have. And that's the reason. It defaults to blank. It says none. Or it's blank, and it's, like I said, you'll see your DMR ID number in the Dropbox. Just push that to 01, because I'm not having this problem, and you guys are, and I have mine at 01. And don't do it on the regular DMR ID. Do it on the little Dropbox. Let me know how that works. Or I'll be mobile here. I'm actually heading towards, take this, Oakland Mall or whatever, Somerset Mall, to get the battery changed to my iPhone because they closed the one here in town. All right, talk to you later.
Yep, will do. Yeah, I'm kind of annoyed by that. The Partridge Creek one is gone, and now you got to go to downtown Detroit or Somerset or Ann Arbor. So I don't know what the logic was of putting a downtown location. People aren't going to go there. KFAS.
Hey, Mike. NABDZ. You there? NABDZ.
Nothing heard. This is NABDZ. Standing by monitoring.
Hey, Mike. It's Wally. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing both of you. You're not hearing each other, I guess.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's not hearing me.
Yeah, Wally's... I just heard visit of Wally, but no, I'm not hearing Wally. But I am hearing you. Go figure. any VDZ anyway.
Now that just doesn't make sense.
WAVD.
Any WRO.
WAVD. Well, Wally, I looked on the configuration page, and it just says Brandmeister Network ESSID. I've already got mine set to something. I have it set to 20. And I'm trying to find the second. You said there's a second ID, and I don't see it anywhere. So I don't know. I'll find it, though, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, it's near the bottom, or near the middle, I should say, under Brandmeister configuration. There's a section there, and it also has your DMR ID in it, and it's near there. And then there's a drop box next to it after you type in your numbers. Maybe it's like, you know, if I remember correctly, it says like P25, P-Star, Fusion, you know, all that other stuff. And one of them says Brandmeister, and that's where it's at. It's in that section there.
All right, for fun, I'll just change it to 1. And see what happens. Maybe it doesn't like 20, you know?
Yeah, change it to 1 and reboot it. Starting to think. I grabbed the other handy talkie today. I'm starting to think I have the talk group messed up here. Because nobody else can hear me. And I know Mike's radio will only hear whatever. It has no promiscuous mode on it at all. I don't think Tim can hear me either, so I can change it on the fly, though. I just have to get on the side of the road so I don't kill anybody.
Yeah, according to what I'm seeing here, you are talking on Talk Group 51. And I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. That's the only, I don't know which one you're coming through.
I'm at 16 mile and 984, so Mount Clemens as well.
Yep, I'm showing you coming through as Talk Group 51, time slot 1, and as far as I can tell, everything's correct.
Okay. Well, I can tell. I got two of these XBRs, and the one that I grabbed today because the battery was charged up in it is the one that I don't pay that much attention to. So, all right, let's see what happens after your thing reboots. Thanks, bud. WAVD.
All right, it rebooted, and it's still coming through with the 1624-2913. I'm going to write down that number and then Google search or something. Maybe it's like my ID backwards. Like, you know how there's like little endian order and big endian order for a bit? I wonder if that's what's happening.
Yeah. Something else I was going to run by you real quick. What was it? It's right there. Oh, you're on that 04 Brandmeister, right? 3204 or whatever it was. Because I know the couple of them don't work right.
Correct. 3104 master. Yep.
Okay.
So, I mean, other than the ID not being correct, communications are working, so it's a matter of how much do we care.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's try 5-2 just for giggles. See if it does the same thing on 5-2.
All right, it might take me a moment. 1 second.
All right, I'm just gonna put mine there on. Wait for you. WVD. Just wait.
Looking at it says to make your hotspot's DMR ID a 9-digit number, and it doesn't say anything about a drop-down, but it does say to use a suffix of 01 at the end of your DMR ID, or 02, 03, so I don't know if that helps.
Yep, yeah, I think we're reading the same instructions. I put mine was at 20. I figure, well, let's just try 01 for the sake of it, and 01 didn't do anything either. But so I'm going to try on statewide too, see if it's doing it there as well. Yeah, my guess is it probably is. Yeah, well, I don't have statewide 2 kind of configured right, so I don't know if you heard me over there. I just tried to manual dial. Anyways, we'll come back to this later. I'm going to time box this so that I gotta get work done. So talk to everybody later. Happy DMRing, KFATS.
W8BD, statewide one.
Kilo Rockaway, Lima Alpha, X-ray monitoring, statewide one.
Good afternoon, Dean. NAWRO.
Good afternoon, Tim. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad. I had a dental appointment this morning just for a routine cleaning, so that went well. Stopped off at a new restaurant. Wally showed me the gathering grounds and got some lunch. So I am definitely a happy camper. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I went over to a buddy's last night and helped him figure out the electrical nightmare that was in his house. You know, houses built in the 70s and 80s, they really liked doing that crimp style contact on the back of the plugs, and over time they break loose and they don't work right. And one of the upstairs bedrooms had two plugs that broke their contacts free and took out half the house. That was definitely fun to find. So I got in probably about 1 in the morning last night.
Yeah, it sounds like a late night, but a fun project. Yeah, I was talking about, let's see, member number 15, Joe, N-A-N-8-H-A-P. Apparently he's in that field, and we were talking about Wago connectors and everything. He might have overheard us. But the backstab outlets, oh, yeah, those are terrible. And then at some point, it was before that time period, there was aluminum wiring, and aluminum wiring, that's even worse. You can use pigtails, I guess, with, you know, aluminum with a wire nut to copper for a short pigtail and get by with that. But, yeah, I imagine when you went through the house and kind of replaced them all is what you were doing.
No, he's going through a divorce, so she destroyed the house before she left, so we're trying to get it back up to snuff so it can be sold. And I've got a Klein Tools toner, so I was able to tone the circuit that I had a problem with and walk around the house until... did you copy my last, Tim?
Yeah, I did. It probably did one of those things where... You're copying my response, but anyways, I did copy your last.
Okay, I didn't know if I was on the fringe or not, because I tried to key up a couple times, and it gave me a base station error, which means I wasn't connecting. That was strange. I normally don't have a problem right there.
So once in a blue moon, I do notice that I am transmitting. It looks like I'm transmitting. Now, I may not be looking at the radio to actually see the red light, so I'm going to have to train myself for that. But I believe I was transmitting at that time, but yet it wasn't quite going through, so it might be a me thing, not a you thing. I am doing low power from Richmond, so I'll have to keep an eye on that. I show the red light on now, and should be transmitting now.
Yep, definitely got a copy on that transmission. Did you ever see if there was a way, because I'm assuming you're on your Connect systems, did you ever see if there was a way to pump up the gain on your mic?
Actually, I did. On the digital side, I put it up one more notch. I'm right at the tail end of max, so it could be more of me not talking properly. How's it sounding now?
That's good. I had to turn it down for that one.
All right. I believe it's an inconsistent operator error problem, so I appreciate that. I'll try to be more aware of that.
Well, it's tricky because every radio is different. When you're on your HD, I can tell when you're on your Connect systems or when you're on your HD. Just by audio volume on my end.
I tell you, for you and me both, not that it's bad going down to Mount Clemens. We got this. This works. But it'll still be nice when let's just say when Santa Claus comes visiting the Richmond area and we end up getting a DMR repeater here at some point in the future, wow, that's going to be really nice. We'll be able to use HTs all day long, you know, as an option at least. But, yeah, that'll be nice. But this is still working out fine, so looking forward to Saturday. I guess we got some updated news there, but probably not for general discussion. But it's going to work out even better now.
Fair enough. I haven't heard the news as of yet. And I believe I've seen a station's ID pop up there. If there's another station trying to break, please go ahead.
Yeah, we left a little space there. I didn't hear anything, but yeah, I can't think of anything else for the set. If you got anything, I'm back available for the rest of the day, and I'll probably have this on. Maybe a few things out in the backyard, but I usually do bring the HT. So are you off today? You're working? What's the deal?
Today I got nothing going on at the shop. I'm on my way to the high school right now to pick up the daughter, and then I am.
Yeah, it is good to plan things out, like in your head, like how are we going to do that? So really the only thing I got to do is take the Kinect systems and deploy it into the car. Take it out of the base, deploy it in the car, but I've already tested that. And I've got a little, I think I might have told you, I got a little side saddle hanger for it, like Wally has his P25 that way as well. And it's good enough for now. It'll work. So that's about it. But I'm going to leave it in the shack until they tell us to actually deploy.
Now, if I understand correct, you and Tom, Casey, KJO, carpooling?
Correct. It's for the exercise, but then arguably it's like a default thing because Tom's company van can't be used for that, and he's just north of me. The default will be I will go, you know, we'll get the other member, and we are a double-man car for a period of time. Unless they split us up, unless they assign him something different, you know, it could be the entire time. I'm a little privy, I think, now what's going to happen for us, but, you know, we're not going to talk about that. But, yeah, that's the way. I'll buzz up there, get him, and then we'll announce on the air we're, you know, two-man car, and then we'll get dispatched. So we're starting on the 7.2, just like it's a regular net. Like we've been training for. So it'll be the 7.2, and then we get our assignments from there, which frequency, or frequencies, plural, perhaps, to QSY2 at that time. But nothing more than that. That's about it. Of course, we've got the net tomorrow as well.
I was just about to ask if that was still on the roster of plans, but that answers my test question. This is KE8LAX4ID.
N8WRO. Yeah, the other thing I'll probably just a really small cooler with some water bottles in the back of the car, too. That's something else I was thinking about just to have it. But, you know, not that there's not time to stop, but in a real situation, you might want to do that. And then my go kit, or at least subsections of my go kit, are going to go in the back. Not that we're planning to use it, but it might still be good to be there. Protocol.
Copy that. I was actually also thinking about dragging the wife along because she's curious about all of this. So I was thinking about making her the passenger seat princess. Maybe she can write down and take notes.
That would not be a problem. The more the merrier. In fact, it's probably even safer that way.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I kind of wish there was more of a system that linked us more to St. Clair County than what we have. That I think would be pretty ideal. Since like Richmond, you, me, and actually most of my family, it's all St. Clair County, and I spend a lot of time in Port Huron. I got some friends up there. So It would be nice if there was some sort of something up there. I tried hitting Burnside up there, but my HT just won't do it for some reason. And I've tried multiple locations.
Well, same thing for me, for the baser. I did put Burnside in. I can hit it, but it's not, you know, it's depending on time of day, whatever, you know, it decides to, you know, it's at the end of its rope for here. But then, Dean, we're back to the Richmond Repeater. The Richmond Repeater is not from Macomb County. If we put in a DMR, I mean, don't get me wrong, it covers a really good section over a lap, which is always a good thing. But primarily, it's for that the area you're talking about, St. Clair County. So that's the key. These guys would be hearing us right now because they can reach down to Mount Clemens, but it certainly would be better coverage once the time comes that we got DMR on Richmond Tower.
Fair enough. I was referring more to the HT abilities. I can actually run the FBI Richmond on my mobile, on my truck. I can hit that and talk. I actually tested that when we were up at the airport. I tested that and I was getting through to the FBI actually really well. So I was impressed by that. And actually, I think I did it on low power 5 watts for my mobile.
Yeah, I do like doing that. I guess you call it range testing. You know, what's the end of the rope, and then what's the end of the rope on low power? What, you know, does high power do anything? Sometimes not. But hey, you might as well check it out. You know, if you're in a fringe area. I do like finding a pattern. You know, like, well, and is it basically that's what Tom does when Tom's on his rounds. He really. I don't know if you call it stress testing, but he finds the end of the rope for pretty much everything, and you kind of get an idea. And then do it again the next time to see, because, you know, it could change depending on conditions. So I do find that interesting.
He's got his own little map planned out in his head. He knows exactly which repeaters at what points to flip off to, and that's really cool in my opinion.
Not to mention he's a human navigator system. Just if you want to know how to the best way to, you know, to get someplace, just ask him. He'll tell you right and left over here and then Elizabeth Lake Road and go over here. He'll tell you exactly how to get there, no matter where in southeast Michigan.
Very true. But I mean he does nothing but drive for his work. So I was kind of the same way when I drove truck when it came to navigating around the interstates, and if an accident happens here, drop off over there. Yeah, it kind of comes with the territory, but I've lost some of those skills over the years. Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Alaska, NAWRL.
Yeah, speaking of that, I've always kept my cycle endorsement on my license, which I really don't know why I'm doing that. I am not going to be riding anymore, so. But I've done it all these years, so might as well just keep it going. All right, Dean, sounds good. Appreciate the QSO. I'll be listening. I'll figure out if I got to do anything here. Either that or maybe go out and mow the lawn or something. Pleasure talking as always. I'm sure we'll talk again. NAWRO, after you.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. And hopefully you have a good rest of your day. After the set, I'm looking forward to going out by you, and I've got that benefit ride that's over there, and they're in the road for us to ride, so that'll be a fun little thing after the set. This is NAWRAX, NAWROWAVD.
Yes, sir.
It will work at 5-2. I want to see if I fix this right.
QSY, NAWRO.
NAHAP, Justin.
You're loud and clear. Kate Laney.
Well, perfect. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that, sir. Just got done importing all the CSV files onto the ZeniZone, so I figured I'd make sure I didn't break it. Thanks again. Have a good day. NAHAP.
Thank you.
Hey, you too, sir. Have fun with the radio and enjoy the beautiful weather. 73 CIA, G8 Lane, Nuclear.
W8B. AE8NYU, W8B. Not much, just wanted to say hi. Ryan wanted the radio, so I'm trying to bump past with you and then next day or so to get it to you.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. I know how you're going to get you my radio for that update. No rush or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not like it, you know, affect the set or anything. It's just, you know, we'll be in a flight mode turned off, so you have to be careful, and some of the IDs have changed, you know, things of that nature, so we're all good. And I do have all those DMR IDs, every one of them are the club, so we can use any one, so I'm just going to start at the bottom and work my way up, and then the commander work our way down. So it worked out great that way.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I appreciate you doing that. And I know Ron Messick needs one, and then Bill Appleberry needs one as well. So at least two right now that need a radio.
Okay. Now, all the issued radios, it's okay with you. I was planning on just using the ARPSC DMR IDs. So I can just, you know, when you sign them out, it'll show on the display when you turn it on what the, you know, like it shows your call, it'll show what the ID number is, so then you can just go ahead and, you know, say, okay, Ron's got the last two digits of 82, and I forget the other calls when you said he has the last two digits of 81, so that way you'll know where they go. But when it shows up on the screen, it'll show the number and ARPSC. My signal should be getting better. I'm heading east. I'm over here by the Somerset Mall right now, but I'm heading east. If you want to try chatting on that, I'll be glad to meet you there. I got that one. I got is mobile in this car. This one here, all I have is handheld. We got VHF and UHF on that.
Yeah, that is it's really nice. I was looking on eBay just to kind of price them out, but I was like, there's no way I can do that.
Oh, dude, they're crazy money. And then you got to be careful, too, because some of them are put together, which is fine, but those are the ones that don't have tags. So there's a lot. Yeah, don't do one without talking to Sean. A little bit me, but mostly Sean on those. There's a lot of gotchas on those radios.
Yeah. I probably won't get an APR, an APX, whatever. I'll probably end up getting a mobile.
I should have a bunch of those here shortly. I have all the pieces, parts to make them work really nice, and I'll let you know when. But I just have to sit still long enough, and you know. And when I do have a moment, I've been focusing on getting all of the code book corrected up. Mike's radio is up to version 3 on my desktop, but he's only got version 1 in his hand. So I worked on it last night, probably 3 or 4 hours, trying to get it all corrected.
Cool. I appreciate the work that you're doing into that. And, you know, it's definitely noticed. And like I said, you know, you're doing an awesome job. And you know, whatever I can do to help you out, you know, let me know. I'm definitely up for learning, so anything you want to teach, I am all ears.
Yeah, I offered to do a class, limited, but I could do a class in, like, January. Mike thought that was a great idea. You know, when things calm down, set, weather, and winter sets in, and we're all bored and wondering what we're going to do next except for shovel the driveway. One of the meetings, we'll do a class on DMR, P25, the different technologies, things like that. I mean, it won't be too far in depth, but, you know, they explain, you know, the time divisions, the selects, the color codes, you know,
all of the difference between the trunking, not trunking, all that other stuff, you know, just the basics, so everybody's got the basics so they can, you know, understand what they got in their hand, and then go from there, and we'll go over the code plug on them and show how things work. So I won't have any problem doing that for you guys. That's fun. And I enjoy it, so no things are necessary. Everybody does their part, and you just keep doing what you do best, and I'll do what I do best, and Tim does what he does best, and we'll just keep marching forward.
I like it. I think, like I said, I say it over and over, you know, we got a good team that everybody has their specialty, and we all harmonize and work together really well.
Yeah. I mean, to build those goal kits, that's not for me, but he enjoys it. Programming radios, that's not for him, but I enjoy it, you know. All the administrative stuff, Tim enjoys it. So, I mean, it all works out. We got a great team. I'm very happy.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, for sure. So, good stuff. Good stuff. You trust and stuff? You getting back into routine?
You know, I'm at East Long Lake and Rochester Road in my white car with my handy talkie. That's how well this system works.
Yeah, I love it. The system's a good system. It's a solid system, and that's why I carry this MR radio everywhere I go, because I know wherever I'm at, I'm going to have signal or at least something to get out.
Yeah, very impressed, very happy. All right, sir. You want to play with your P25? I'm listening, so we'll chat later. Declare up yours, W8BD.
Sounds good. Enjoy the weather today. It's beautiful out. 73, yeah, this is KYNU, back to monitoring.
KYNU, WABD.
Hey, Willie, what's up?
I don't know. I heard you throw your call out somewhere. I didn't know. Just learning a small talk or something, but I couldn't figure out where you were.
Yeah, I'm always monitoring this. I was trying to hit the P25 repeater. I can't get it from out here.
Okay. Which, did you try VHF and UHF?
On the VHF, which one is it? Because I've got the Warren one, but is there a specific one for VHF?
Yeah, I don't know what the digits are, but go to Central Michigan website. Central Michigan Emergency Network, Siemens, and it'll tell you what it is. It's under P25, and there is that one. That one might do you, too. It's worth a try. VHF tends to travel better than UHF, although the receive antennas are about the same spot, but you might be able to hear it. The other possibility is you could be hitting it and not hearing it. Go ahead and throw your call out. I'll lock my radio on. Just FBI. Go ahead and throw your call out on P25, and we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, you're hitting it loud and clear.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so that was the different one that I was hitting.
Actually, both receive antennas for VHF and UHF are announcements.
Perfect. Okay, so the VHF then must work better too. But if I hit the other one, the one that's in Warren, that one, I can't hit that one.
Well, it's the same frequency. There's just a voter involved. You don't have any say-so about where it goes. It picks up the best and says, okay, I'll use you.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, yeah, cool. Yeah, I like P25 as well. I mean, I know the XTS 5000 has P25, but I like the VHF version as well. The XTS 5000, that works too.
Yeah, they're kind of together here. I'll throw my call out there. Tell me if you can hear me back, because it simulcasts. So no matter where you're listening, hold on.
Okay, 8LAX monitoring.
KCAKJO.
KCAKJO, KE8LAX. Dean here in Richmond. How are you doing, Tom?
Fantastic. I got to run to the Kroger in Richmond.
Oh, yeah, that would probably be the local Kroger for food, huh?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing in Memphis. Wait, you don't live in Richmond. What are you doing in Richmond? Shopping?
I had to go to the Chrysler dealership because nobody had the right starter that I needed for a Ram truck, so I had to go straight to the dealership.
Well, that's crazy. Even O'Reilly's?
Yep. AutoZone and O'Reilly's, they offer a starter, but you have to cut the factory connector off and put a spade end on it. And being the fact that the truck I'm working on is a 2020, I do not want to do that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to do it either.
That was exactly my thought. TCKJOKELAX, please stand by. I'm going to run into the store really quick. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray returning.
I'm still driving.
Was there anything fun?
Well, I got to tear apart the radios out of my van tonight, or some of them. So I got a new van tomorrow.
If I just copied that right, you're getting a new van tomorrow, and you're having to swap your radios out. Is that correct?
Yep. I'm going from a Transit Connect to a full-size Transit, so I need to disconnect my radios from the inverter plug that's where I have it connected.
Hey, but you get a bigger vehicle. I actually just seen one of those bigger Johnson Control vehicles at 23 and Gratiot getting off the highway, and instantly I thought of you, but that's cool that you're getting a bigger vehicle.
Yeah, that was probably Jay or the other guy that lives up at Mount Memphis. Wait a minute, 23 and Gratiot, I got to figure out who that is. I don't think that's Eric because he lives up at 21, but we're all over the place.
Yeah, that truck was off. That truck was on the off ramp at 94 and 23 miles. So I'm not sure. I didn't really get a good look. I just noticed the van.
Well, I'm gonna find my radio box because I'm gonna have a DX Engineering sticker on the back of my new one too.
Are you all mag mount on that truck, or do you have anything relatively permanently mounted?
All mag mount. I can't drill holes in the vehicle.
Understood, but I know you have a ladder rack, so I didn't know if you bolted something to the ladder rack.
No, that would be my next adventure.
Fair enough. Well, congrats on the new vehicle. I'm working on setting up a mag mount for Saturday. I shouldn't say I'm getting geeked out, but I'm excited for it. And I'm really more impressed. I haven't tried going through Richmond with an HT. I got a shorty antenna on the HT in the car while driving, and obviously I'm getting through to you. So I'm every time I use this thing, I'm getting more and more impressed with the MI5, and I only have the Mount Clemens machine in there. I got the Burnside machine, but that's not, I've yet to be able to connect to that one, but I'm getting fairly impressed.
Yeah, I'm hitting the Mount Clemens machine right now, and I'm in Richmond. I don't know if you want to call it downtown Richmond, but I'm right here over by the railroad tracks.
Are you HT or are you using a mobile?
Oh, no, I'm full mobile when I'm mobile in my mobility device. The only time I use HD is when I'm walking around.
I am sorry, but the phrase mobility device really just sounds like you've got a mobility scooter.
If I was that far, yes, I'd have one on my mobility scooter with a metal plate to put a Magmon on for a good ground plane, and then yes, I'd have a mobile on that. I used to have a CD attached to my 10-speed bicycle when I used to deliver newspapers.
I did not expect that, but I figure it would work as long as you got a decent ground plane. I'm assuming it would try bouncing off the frame of the bike. How did that work out for you?
I talked to my brother over a couple streets over, and he was doing his route.
I did not copy your last. I only caught the very last blip. This is KE8LAX.
KE8KGL. No, I used to talk to my brother who had a, you know, just a regular handheld CB two streets over because we delivered in the same neighborhood, so it worked out.
So you were using HG. You didn't have a mobile mounted with a little motorcycle battery.
No, I had an HG that I hooked up a regular CB antenna to that was attached to the bike rack, and it kind of worked.
Okay, that's probably something. If I was more into riding bikes when I was younger, that's actually probably something I would have done. So that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I used to do goofy things like that with Radio Shack equipment. All right, I got to make a phone call. I'll be back in a bit. Plus, I got to get in the store here. Send me to your final KJO on DMR.
Sounds good, Tom. You have a good one. I'll be monitoring. This is KE8LAX. I caught a station that was trying to pop in. I seen you on my screen. Go ahead. Nothing heard. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, monitoring.
KE8KJO.
KE8KJO, KE8LAX. Did you make it to Kroger's?
Affirmative. I'm leaving the parking lot as we speak. As my wife says, the doctor, 9.5 miles.
9.5 miles. To be honest with you, I kind of thought it would be longer than that. I feel like when I drive through Richmond to go to Memphis, I feel like it's longer than 9 miles, but I guess not.
Okay, I stand corrected. It's 13 minutes and 7.7 miles.
Either way,
N-A-W-R-O.
Good afternoon, Mr. Tim. Got Dean on there, and of course, you know who this is.
It's getting evening now, Tom. You've been working too hard. Good afternoon, Dean, Tom. And, yeah, you know, I'm thinking, Dean, Tom's the one that can really benefit from that DMR improvement on Richmond. You know, right, Tom, if the DMR machine gets on Richmond, that's going to assist you as well as our brothers to the east. Go ahead, Dean. A little broken on that one. Dean, you want to try it again?
He's running HG, so he should be closer to Mount Clemens Tower.
Well, unless he's mobile, definitely in range. But if he's mobile, it's could hit a blank spot there. I'll leave a pause for Dean. No rush.
Sorry, I'm currently in New Baltimore. There's a house right now, so my apologies. I copy.
Well, that exists. You may or may not be near Wally's neck of the world, so it's probably interference from all his electronics. Over to Tom.
Yeah, he's got a menagerie of Radio Wonders in his office and has a tower or has an antenna like yours, so that could be an issue. I don't know, I'm in downtown Richmond right now, really, in front of a commercial house.
Going right past the QTH almost, or let's say immediately east of it. Yeah, I went to that gathering ground. I think I already told you guys this, but I just had the sandwich. I got the pot pie for lunch, and I just had a sandwich, and that's a pretty good place. I enjoy that. Any kind of new restaurant in town, it's kind of nice. Dean, if you still want in, that's fine. Let us know. I'll turn it over to you, and if it doesn't go, then Tom can pick up.
KE8LAX. I'm probably having some connectivity issues, so I'm gonna stand by and listen to you guys. So you guys go ahead. This is KE8LAX monitoring.
Well, there you go. These ladies are walking fast, man. They're booking it. They're not running. They're walking. Just hiking it up the hill here.
Well, good for them.
Power walkers. Yeah, we have a few of those in this town. I've seen them, and, you know, they do better than I do, I'll tell you that. So what I'm doing right now is I got WinLink open on the Toughbook, and doing all that little stuff that we never do. I'm adding contacts in the contacts editor. So I've got the Macomb County EOC and the tactical call sign, which was perfected today, and I assume will be revealed on Friday, although I don't think that's a secret. And then, Tom, I got you in as a number 14 call sign. I put you down as hospital net radio officer, because I think that's what your title's going to be or is. All right. I'm going to put everyone that I know can do WinLink in here, so just have it. And that way it's just a shortcut. Might be a good idea.
Well, that's what I did. I got Wally in there. I got you in there. I got Dave in there. I have Mike in there. I think I have Dean and Barron now. I've got to look. And I heard Cliff a couple days ago on the radio, but I didn't have a chance to talk with him. I'm not sure if it was on UHF or on DMR. And I forgot what his call sign was. That's how that goes.
Well, because I'm the keeper of the records, I had to go fish it out from someplace else, but he would be Kilo Fox 8 Delta Papa Zulu, KF8DPZ, and yeah, that's a good question. Yep, that was him. So that's, yeah, so you know what, Tom, I'll just email you the EOC one. They got it, and you maybe can add that if you want. In WinLink. It's not that you need to. I mean, you could just type it in, but I like the shortcuts, too.
Shortcuts are easier, and I can just double-click on a creative message, double-type it in there, and then send it via RF or Internet. I'm perfectly fine with that. The faster I can move, the faster I can type. Now, like I said, I got to disconnect my analog tonight. I got to dig into my little cargo bay and try to get to the screw connections and pull the power cable off, because I'm transferring over to a full-size Transit 150 tomorrow morning, and that's going to take a couple hours, so I want to make sure all my stuff is ready to go.
So where are you going to, do you, like, what van are you in now? Are you in the old one or the new one, and are you going to work on that at home tomorrow?
You know, I'm in the little Transit that I usually drive, but both sides came into the office, wasn't assigned to anybody. Boss asked if anybody wanted it, I said, I'll take it. And it's got a center file box, so instead of mounting everything on the garage board with sticky tape and screws and a little vent, I'm going to go on to the side of the center.
I got you. So you'll have some time at work, too. While you're transferring your tools, you will be able to transfer certain other equipment as well. And then, of course, when you do that, you'd have to take a look. I don't know if you look, like, on my Ford, how the fit and finish was so tight on those doors. You'll have to look to see if that coax has a path out those doors.
Up along the controller and all there, and still fit it within the rubber bonnet area. That way the cables don't get bent and covered. That happened a couple of times.
All right. Well, it'll be nice when you get it all set. You're getting a little too far to the end of your rope there. So I will say 73 for now. Have a good evening. Looking forward to Saturday. I think we'll have fun. N8WRO, after you. I'm with KC8KJO.
Sounds like a plan, and it sounds like a fun trip to be on Saturday. So WRO 73 from KCAKGO on BMR. Stick with my right.
KF8CLL, KF8CLL, this is N8WRO North Macomb. How copy? KF8CLL, KF8CLL, N8WRO here. Nothing heard. N8WRO. N8WRO.
Refining the connect in these 750s.
making sure that I got the
a little digital there, but I did copy that for just making sure the code plugs are ready to go with the parameters that we got. Hey, Wally, how many? I know we said two. Dave said two for the set. Is that how many you've got prepared?
Because they're all the same radio. It's easy to clone if all the radios are the same model number.
Understood. The only reason I bring that up is I did see that Ron, N-A-X-Z, was requesting one. So I don't know. Maybe you should just go ahead and do three. What do you think?
When I get the code plug, I might get version three. When I get the code plug,
You must be inside or something. Reception is sketchy. But I think that was an affirmative on three. N-A-W-R-O.
810, how about now?
Well, now that's better.
Okay, I must not have the IP connect set up quite right. Okay, I'll have to adjust it a little bit. I think I told it to look for 108 dB. I might have to tell it to look for a little more. Yeah, I can just push it to all of them. That'd be fine.
Greatly appreciate it. I better prepared and, you know, the old not need them and have them thing, I guess. Appreciate it, Wally. Thanks.
Yeah, it's easy to do. All right. Later.
N-A-W-R-O.
Okay, now it seems to have fixed itself.
Sounds good now.
I just didn't let it roam enough, you know, because it has to go through all 16 channels till it finds the one it likes the best.
It's picky.
Affirmative. All right, chat later. I got to make it look like I'm doing something. I'm just coming home. WB.
N-A-W-R-O.
W-A-P-D.